Though rigorous, the Quran makes it crystal clear that the purpose of fasting is not to be excessively burdensome, but to foster spiritual growth. As the Quran says, O believers, fasting is enjoined on you as it was on those before you, so that you might become righteous. Fast a fixed number of days. But if someone is ill or on a journey, then complete the number of days missed. And those who find it extremely difficult should, as a penance, feed a poor person. So whoever of you is at home, let him fast for a month. And let any who are sick or on a journey set aside an equal number of days at another time to fast. God wants things to be easy for you and does not want any hardship for you. So complete the number and give glory to God for the guidance and be grateful. Chapter 2, verses 183 to 185. It's important to note here that for Muslims, fasting is not a time of gloom. People welcome it. They look forward to it. And indeed, many Muslims who are not fully observant will fast during the fast of Ramadan. So fasting is not simply an act of self-denial or asceticism. It is a discipline intended to stimulate religious reflection on our human frailty, on our dependence upon God, and to focus on our spiritual goals and values, our identity, and to respond, for Muslims to respond to the less fortunate in society. At dusk, the fast is broken, immediately with a quick light meal, usually referred to as a breakfast, breaking the fast. Families and friends share this. Share, in fact, a little bit later, a special evening meal, which follows, which is often a very opulent meal in terms of the number of foods and indeed has very many special sweets. And I can tell you as a Christian, particularly a Roman Catholic who grew up with a different sense of fasting, this amazed me that you had special sweets served during that time. I remember when I was in Cairo, even though I had studied Islam, I was jet lagged and a Muslim friend of mine picked me up, brought me to the hotel and said, I'll see you at breakfast. Well, I went to sleep early, and the next morning I got up, and I waited for him, and I waited all day. Finally, he called me in the middle of the afternoon, and I said, where were you? I was waiting for you for breakfast. He said, I was there last night. I said, breakfast? Breakfast was this morning. And I completely disconnected that during Ramadan, breakfast means the breaking of the fast, so a much different time of the day. Many, having broken the fast, go to the mosque for evening prayer, which is followed by special prayers recited only during Ramadan. Ramadan is also a special time to recite or listen to the recitation of the entire Quran. Popularly, this is done by dividing the Quran into 30 sections or portions to be recited each day of the month. You'll also see it on popular posters that are sold in many cities. Near the end of Ramadan, the 27th day, Muslims commemorate the Night of Power, or the Night of Power and Excellence. This is the night where Muhammad received the first of God's revelation. The month of Ramadan ends with one of the two great feasts, or Eids, the feast of the breaking of the fast, the Eid al-Fitr. This celebration resembles Christmas or Hanukkah in its spirit of religious joyfulness, special celebrations, gift-giving. Muslims exchange cards, much the way others send Christmas cards, Hanukkah cards, Easter cards. The fifth pillar, and probably the most well-known among non-Muslims, is the pilgrimage or Hajj to Mecca in Saudi Arabia. It occurs approximately 60 days after the end of Ramadan. Every year, more than 2 million believers, representing a tremendous diversity of cultures and languages, more than 100 countries from all over the world, descend upon the holy city of Mecca to form one community, living out their faith, reenacting sacred events from the past. At least once in his or her lifetime, every adult Muslim who is physically and financially able is required to make this pilgrimage, putting themselves completely and totally at God's service. The ritual of the pilgrimage commemorates and reenacts events in the lives of Abraham, Hagar, and Ismail, as well as we shall see, the Prophet Muhammad.